Hello.
Thank you for calling XBL Logistics. My name is Sandra. How may I assist you today?
Hi, Sandra. This is Arthur Brandon. Is Miss Kim there? Do I have to speak to her? This is about an installation here in Scottsdale, Arizona, of a microwave. Do I have
no,
to talk
sir.
To her?
Okay. No, sir. I can assist you. Can
okay.
I have your phone number?
Sure, Miss Sandra. The one on the order is, let's see. Well, there are two phones, but I'll give you the landline. 480-595-0202. That's the one next to my name. And you
okay.
are Miss Sandra. Okay. Then I'll tell you my long history and story, or you could look it up off the phone number, and I'll tell you where we're at. And today is the 21st.
Let me pull up your order for you, sir, so I can better assist you. Let me repeat that phone number, 480-595-0202.
That is the one, next to my name. The one next to my address is different. See if you get that, pulling up the order on that. I also have an order number from Home Depot if you want that.
It won't work for me unless you have, if that's a P.O. number, I'm going to need the store number and then that P.O. number. Let me try your phone number.
That 480 number, go ahead, try that.
Let me press you on hold, sir.
Sure. Thank you, Sandra.
Hello, sir.
Yeah.
Hi. It takes longer finding your order with your phone number, but the system should have the information up for us momentarily. Thank you for holding.
Oh, okay. Okay, fine. Let me know when you have my name and address, and I'll go through the whole story with you, and we can get an installation set up.
Once I pull up that order, I'll be able to assist you. Thank you for holding.
Mm-hmm.
System is still loading that account for you. Thank you for honing.
I didn't understand that. You have it or you don't?
No,
have it?
Sir, I don't. I stated the system is still trying to find it. I was just thanking you for honing.
Oh, okay. If the system fails on that number, I have another number.
Thank you for your patience. Can you verify your name and address?
Sure. The last name is Brandon, B-R-A-N-D-O-N. First name is Arthur, A-R-T-H-U-R. The address is 34336 North 62nd Place, Scottsdale, Arizona, 85266.
Thank you for verifying the information for me. And it shows this is a Home Depot order. And how can I assist you today?
Well, they told me the installer here for Pro Installs, a guy named Dan Matheson, said you have to call Home Depot or XBL Logistics, who I'm speaking to, I guess, to set up an install date. Now, this should have been done already, but nevertheless, it's been screwed up on this end. It's no fault of yours. He told me when you get the microwave, call me. We'll set it. He's the guy who came and measured the space. It's an installation with a trim kit. And he said, call me. I'll set up an installation with you when you get the microwave. I got the microwave on Wednesday. I called him on Wednesday and Thursday. And then this morning he tells me you have to deal with Home Depot or XBO. So now I'm dealing with you. So can we look at next week for an installation on this?
I can't give you a guaranteed date, sir. The status of your order, I'm going to have to get my supervisor to unlock your order for you so we can get you rescheduled. But you state the item is at your home, correct?
I have the item. I have the microwave and the trim kit. Now you have to get a supervisor to unlock the order? I don't understand.
Yes, sir, for me to schedule it for you. It's okay. They put it in pending cry and reschedule because they wasn't able to install it because they had to update it to the custom label on there for you. Let me just get my supervisor.
Okay, when will I hear from the supervisor?
Sir, I'm about to contact my supervisor. I just need you to hold on for me.
You're going to do it right now. And
yes, sir, and I need you to stay on the phone for me.
I will, Sandra. I will not leave you, I promise. The story gets better. The installer now tells me I have to go to XPO to get the installation date. I'm on with XPO. He told me the guy, XPO is they're the big honchos who do all the scheduling of the installing. His company works for through XPO. He told me, call me when you get it. I'll set up an installation date. He's the guy who came and measured. I called him on Wednesday, no answer. I called him on Thursday, no answer. This morning he says, now you have to get in touch with Home Depot or XPO. They'll set up an installation date. He told me call him and he'll set up an installation date. His company, I mean, it doesn't end.
Still waiting on our supervisor to unlock that order for you. Thank you for holding.
Okay, Sandra, I'll hold. Thank you. At least, but I don't get $3.2 million on the end of this. I'm going through a lot of aggravation, but I'm not getting $3.2 million on the end of it.
Oh, you're talking about $3.2.
And then you're going to say, well, you're not getting it either. But you're going to get paid. I can't believe this.
You bought it at Home Depot. Didn't Home Depot tell you how to get the installer?
Oh, yeah.
They said
you got to work through XPO, who works through a local, it's not Home Depot itself. They hire, anyway. The point is, it's so screwed up, it's unreal. She's unlocking the order now to get me a time and a day for installation next week. I'm getting bedraggled by all of this. That's unreal. Why did the guy say, call me when you have it, I'll schedule the installation? Why did he say that? He should have said, you have to call my company and they'll set up the installation. I didn't have to chase him for 2-3 days. I could have called them on Wednesday. I mean, that's my point. My point is it's stupidity.
Still waiting on a supervisor, sir. Thank you for calling.
Okay, Sandra, I'm not leaving. I'm not leaving. Don't worry. Read the article about Lori Lightfoot. She should be eliminated. She should be taken out of office.
So should Omar and Tlaib and AOC.
She's going against a law. You know, I hope they bring her up on it. They should. One of the journalists should, yeah. Okay, just do your thing. Will you be showering this morning?
I'm going in now.
If you go in now, I'll scrape after you. Go have a good time. Wash everything. Nice necklace.
What?
Nice necklace.
Nice.
Necklace.
Necklace.
You know, the thing around your neck.
Yeah. I can't wait.
Okay. I won't be hurt if you... This one? You could put it off. Thank you.
We're still just waiting on the supervisor, sir. Thank you for your patience.
I think your supervisor is busy. Oh, God. Gets better and better.
I do apologize for the hold, sir. Still just waiting on the supervisors.
Well, I waited several days. I'm not leaving you. Don't worry.
Do apologize for the hold, sir. Still waiting on a supervisor to update that order
yeah.
for you.
Sandra, let me ask you this. Once we get the supervisor, he'll be able to schedule the install for next week sometime?
No, sir. I can't guarantee you that. Once he unlocks your order, I will be able to schedule you for the next available date that the system shows.
Okay.
I can't guarantee you that'll be next week.
Okay. Oh, my God. I can't believe it. This order was put in May 1st. Huh. Are you there?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Not there. Oh, you're there.
Yeah,
okay.
Here.
I don't understand why the installer locally told me to call him when I got the machine, which I got on Wednesday. Do you set up with those companies? I could tell you his name and his company.
I would not be able to call him to schedule. I'm not sure why he informed you of that. Our standard procedure is that you would contact Home Depot. They would reschedule you. I'm not sure why he told you that. But I'm unable to schedule your order.
Okay. Miss Sandra, I just spoke to Home Depot. I just spoke to Home Depot. They said to call you. That's why I'm talking.
That's correct.
To you. Is this?
Yes, sir. And now we got to get my supervisor to unlock your order for you. If you had spoke with Home Depot 3 days ago or Wednesday when you received your item, they could have rescheduled you. But since they didn't and they updated it to this status, we have to have a supervisor to update the order so we can get you scheduled.
Okay. Then let me tell you what happened on Wednesday when I got it. I called Home Depot. And I spoke to Miss Terry, and I said, I got the trim kit and the microwave. I'm ready to go. She said, fine, call call the local pro installs, Dan Matherson. He's the installer who came to measure. He's the one who said, call me when you get it. I'll come back and install it. So I don't understand. I'm not blaming you, but I'm getting misinformation here.
I do apologize that they told you the wrong information, sir. But now I'm just waiting on my supervisor to unlock your order,
now,
and we can get you rescheduled.
He has to unlock the order on the computer or something?
Yes, sir.
Okay. How long does this take?
As long as it takes for the supervisor to respond and update your order. I do apologize for
the
hold.
I could be on the phone for a couple of hours.
Oh, no, sir. You won't. Not with me. No, sir. We have to give them sufficient time to answer, and then if they don't, we have other procedures that we have to go through. But we first have to go through the supervisor.
Procedures are almost here because this is a long time to wait just to
I do apologize, sir. I do apologize.
I've had customers on the phone with me
for 10 minutes sometimes, sir. We're very busy.
Aren't we approaching that now?
We're not approaching 10 minutes on the phone, sir.
Okay, hang on 1 second. Okay, it looks like it to me. Okay. Not your fault.
I do apologize, sir. It's just very busy. Just waiting on the supervisor to update that order for you.
I'm here. I ain't going anywhere. This has been quite a fiasco as far as I'm concerned. It shouldn't have to be this way.
Thank you for holding for me, sir. Now, no supervisor has responded to that request. So what I'm going to have to do is just send an email over to Home Office for you and ask if they can get you, contact you to get you rescheduled since you've been on hold.
How are they going to contact?
They're going to call you, sir.
Call me? Okay, I want them to call me on my mobile. Can I give you that to you?
Yes, sir. What's that number?
602-751-7575. I'll repeat that. 602-751-7575. That's Arthur Brandon. Now I'm going to be called from somebody by XPO Logistics.
Yes, so you're going to be called from someone from Home Office in reference to scheduling your installation.
Okay, is that call going to be today?
I'm not sure, sir. I'm not at Home Office. They usually ask that you give them 24 to 48 hours to respond to you.
And they don't work on Saturday and Sunday.
That's correct.
So if it's not today, it'll be Monday or Tuesday.
Most likely, sir, but I cannot guarantee you that because I am not
at
Home Office.
No, I understand, Sandra. I'm not holding you to this. But because your supervisor can't unlock the order, I have to be called by Home Office. Where are you? You're not Home Office. Where are you?
No, I am not. I'm not allowed to give my location, sir.
Oh, okay, fine. So you're somewhere, but you're not Home Office, right? I assume Home Office is in Atlanta, Georgia. Is that fair to assume?
I'm not sure where Home Office is, sir.
Oh, you don't know. Okay, fine. So my calling Home Depot wouldn't do any good. We still need XPO to call me to schedule the install, right?
That is correct.
Okay. Is there anything, Sandra, thank you. Is there anything else I can do at this moment with you? Or should
no,
I just
sir.
Hang up and
You
and
can
be
just
unhappy?
Hang up and someone will contact you back. So I do apologize. No one is answering the message that I put in Teams unless you just want to keep holding with me, which I'm
well,
free to
I
do.
Well, I think it's better for me to keep holding if you don't mind. I'd rather
well,
not lose
Well, that's fine.
You.
We can keep holding, sir. No
okay,
problem. Thank
let's,
you for your patience.
Thank you. Right. Bye-bye. I mean, I'll hold on. Thank you.
Still waiting for a supervisor to reply, sir. Thank you for your patience.
Okay, Sandra, I'm here. Extension 465, please. Terry, this is Arthur Brandon. I'm on the other phone with a Miss Sandra at XPO Logistics. She has me on hold 25 minutes. Something about a supervisor unlocking my order so she can arrange for an install date. This is absurd. Tuesday. Tuesday, I can give you any on the 25th, anytime. Sure. What you can get to an installer? Well, yeah, here's what the woman, Miss Sandra at XPO, has told me. If I don't stay on the line with her, I might not get a call back till Monday or Tuesday, which would mean who knows when. So, of course, Saturday and Sunday, they're closed. So if I don't get the install date set today for next week sometime, who knows? It could be the following week. I mean, are all these installations on microwaves and appliances take this long?
I'm still just waiting, sir.
Okay.
Thank you for holding.
Okay, Sandra. I'm holding. Yes, that was the woman on the other phone. She's with XPO. She's with XPO, but nothing much is happening there. So now I was dealing with a guy named Dan Matherson. You know him from Pro Installs? Okay. He told me this morning in a text, because I called him for the third day to say, I have the microwave, I have the trim kit. He told me, call me when you get it, and then we'll schedule. He's the guy who came to measure. Very nice guy. So he said, call me, we'll set up an install. Then I called him on Wednesday. He says, I'm busy this week. I can't do it. I'll have to do it next week. But he never gave me a date. So I called him on Wednesday, I called him on Thursday, and then today I called him. And now he sent me a text. I can't schedule the install. You have to go back to Home Depot or XPO. That's when I called you. Doesn't make any sense. Why can't he schedule? He knows the project. He's been here. He's measured. He knows I have the equipment. Okay. So who are you going to call? Well, do you have more pull there? If you call, can you speak to someone? I'm on hold for 25 minutes with a woman who's trying to get her supervisor because she can't get my order, unlocked. I don't know what that means. She needs a supervisor to unlock the order so she can schedule the install. And I'm on for 25 minutes with her, holding on the other phone. It's absurd. Now, if you're just going to call XBO, unless you have some way of calling and getting some action, you know, fine. You know. Oh, okay. Well, in that case, there's no sense. I'll stay on with her. But, I mean, it happens to be I have a little bit of time this morning, but that's not the point. The point is once I gave her my phone number and then she said, oh, give me your address, tell me your name, et cetera. She wanted to make sure, you know, she's dealing with the right person. But she can't unlock my order from their computers, I guess. She needs a supervisor to do that. All right, I'm asking the wrong person. Yeah, no, if a computer is locked or difficult, I understand. You know, I got that. Everybody's had that kind of problem. But why did Dan Matheson tell me to call him when I got the equipment so he could schedule it? Why didn't he just say, you have to go back to Home Depot? This morning, the text said, you have to go back to Home Depot or XPO to schedule. I can't schedule it. I don't understand. I mean, this is a bright guy. Why did he tell me to call him when I got the equipment? I don't know. I'm asking you, but you can't answer that. I don't know. All right, I'm still on with Miss Sandra. So, all right, I guess there's very little I can do other than to stay with her and hope her supervisor gets this unlocked so they can schedule me for next week. And then I don't know. You say, you know, you have installations going on 12 weeks?
I'm sorry, sir. I just want to inform you I still wasn't able to get in touch with any supervisor.
Hang on, Harry. Sandra, what did you say? Say that again, please.
I stated that no supervisor responded to my message, so I can go ahead and send that email over for you to Home Office and have them get you scheduled. Someone would contact you back.
You're going to send an email to Home Office to
for them to
call
contact
me
you
at
to get
mobile
you scheduled. They
you.
Can unlock your order. Yes, sir. That's right.
They can unlock my order. Why is it locked, by the way? The computer's locked?
No, sir. They updated your order to pending client reschedule. When it's in that state, we can't schedule it. A supervisor has
okay.
to go in and unlock it for
all
us.
All right. So go ahead. Send it over to home office and let them call me on my mobile to schedule this. But it may not be today for scheduling. It may be Monday or Tuesday, right?
Yes, sir. I can't give you a guaranteed date.
Okay.
I do apologize for that.
Come on with Miss Barry. I want to let you go. All right. Would you do that for me, please?
I will, sir. And thank you for calling
okay,
XL Logistics. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, now you...